Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Well, we are getting ready for training camp here, and preparations are in full swing at Gillette Stadium. Hello, everyone, and welcome. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe. And, Brian, as we get ready for training camp, get closer to the regular season, it begs the question, did the Patriots make all the right moves during free agency and the draft during this offseason?
Well, this year's offseason really did have a different feel than a lot of recent ones. And you see some teams in the past, like Philly a couple years ago, who made a huge splash in the offseason, a lot of big-name signings, and they had a very poor year. I think this is a year where, in terms of the players the Patriots brought in, it reminds me more of like 2001, 2003, when they brought in a higher quantity of veterans, not a huge splash. So we talk about Danny Amendola, obviously, Adrian Wilson, Tommy Kelly. I think there's some good pieces in place, guys that they're not necessarily relying on a ton. Amendola is a different category. They aren't relying on him quite a bit. I think the draft, this was not a very splashy draft. I think a key part of their offseason moves that I think elevates it to good offseason status is the re-signing of guys like Sebastian Vollmer, Aqib Talib, Kyle Arrington. Those kind of go under the radar because they're not really additions. They maintained the status quo. But if those guys had left, if Sebastian Vollmer had left, that's a big void. If Aqib Talib had left, that's a big void. So the jury is very much out on a lot of what they did. And certainly losing Wes Welker, releasing Aaron Hernandez recently, losing Danny Woodhead, there's a big spotlight being shined on the guys they lost. But I think there's some key additions and some key re-signings that are important as well.
Well, let's be honest. I mean, the Patriots have faced adversity before. This is nothing new. And sometimes I think re-signing some of those key guys and maintaining that continuity speaks louder than bringing in, you know, some big-time, big-name free agents. Yeah. So I was going to say Sebastian Vollmer was probably the most impressive or the best re-signing in this offseason, because I just think that so many people overlook that offensive line and what it can really do. And I think that having that foundation, that continuity with Dante Scarnecchia is just going to speak volumes and be really good for them this year.
And I think, you know, most of the attention this offseason has been in the offense.
Right.
The defense has finally had some consistency on a year-to-year basis.
Yeah.
And what they've done in recent drafts, bringing a lot of what should be core young players to the defense, and this year you add in Jamie Collins, Logan Ryan, and a few others, this is where the defense should start to gel, and we should start to see key improvements. So you look at that from several years all put together in the draft, I think it's pretty good. But there's a lot of holes, I think, with the offensive skill positions, wide receiver, tight end, that we'll have to see how it goes in training camp. But I give the offseason a pretty good grade as of right now, but the jury's very much out on seeing how these pieces fit in.
I agree. I say overall, good moves. Do what you can. I like the draft picks, and definitely like some of those free agents they brought back and some of the new guys. So, but of course, we'll see how it goes as training camp gets closer. We're getting excited here on Patriots Today, but that'll wrap it up for now, and we'll see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.